This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So today was one of those days where obviously there's lots of news today. That would be with respect to the Steelers. And, of course, we will listen to the Ben Roethlisberger show at some point here tonight. We will also listen to the Mike Tomlin press conference. So, I mean, we do that on Tuesday nights. It's a Steeler Tuesday. 412-928-9370. We might as well get the number out there right now because I'm sure people are going to want to talk about the Steelers. And we can start with James Conner. And James Conner, he's out for at least this week and maybe a couple of weeks. The first thing I'm going to say is this. If your take on the James Conner being injured is that the Steelers, by not handling Le'Veon Bell better and by not giving him a contract, put themselves in this position, you know what? That's really hindsight 2020 type stuff. I don't deal with that. That's nonsense. Here's why. Because they were not going to pay him all of that money. Nor should they. Really. Nor should they. So I don't want to hear that. Now, there is something that you could say about the Le'Veon Bell situation, and that is that the Steelers could have handled it better and signed somebody else so that they basically that they don't have a good viable alternate running back when James Conner gets hurt. That is the big thing, if you ask me. It's not about, to me, well, you know, they didn't give him the money, so therefore they don't have him, and they left themselves in a bad situation. To me, they didn't plan for him to not be here. And I know that, you know, they probably weren't quite sure when he was going to come in, but you know what? They left themselves in a bad situation by not signing another running back, unless they really believe Stephen Ridley can be that guy. James Conner, to me, you had to know that there was going to be some bumps and bruises along the way. He's not been a durable player for most of his career, and you knew that you were going to push him well beyond the number of carries he's ever had. That's not to say that's why he got hurt the other night, but you had to plan. You had to know that there would be this kind of day where you might need somebody to go 2 or 3 weeks and play and start and carry the load. So to me, it's not that the Steelers didn't sign Le'Veon Bell. It's that they didn't have a contingency plan in the case he actually did not come in and sign like he did. James Conner, to me, was fine as a starting running back, but you really didn't have anyone that you put behind him. And here's the other thing that I think I'll even back up a little bit and say this. The Steelers are clearly better with Le'Veon Bell than they are without him. And, you know, I said that all along. I said that when people were talking about, they should just move on from him. I said that right at the deadline there when it was like, they don't need him anyway. James Conner's proven that. No. This guy is an all-pro, an all-world player. You want him here if he wants to be here. So it's clear they're not as good, quite as good with him. The other thing is, I don't think we'd be talking about run-pass ratios if Le'Veon Bell was on this team, because I think they'd be running more. All of that being said, I don't have a problem with anything they did with regard to Le'Veon Bell, except not signing another running back that they really believe in. And you can tell me, well, they felt like Ridley was that guy. Well, Ridley fumbled once, and what happened? I think he's touched the ball like 10 times this year or something. He fumbled that one time, and we haven't seen him since, I don't think. It's clear they don't view him as that guy. It's clear they don't believe he's that guy. And with Jalen Samuels, he made a nice move. He did a couple of nice things in the game the other night. That's completely different than lining up and, you know, being asked to be carried 20 times, carry the ball 20 times, being asked to, you know, run all the things that you need to run for an entire game. That's completely different than now people will watch any, you know, the Raiders will watch any piece of film they can have on Jalen Samuels to try and figure out how to, you know, get together and stop him. I mean, it's completely different. You want a veteran player. You want somebody that you trust. You want somebody that you feel good about being in the backfield. And I don't know that Stephen Ridley is that guy. Because to me, if he was, he wouldn't have got buried after one fumble. He wouldn't have got thrown onto the scrap heap after one fumble. He just wouldn't have. And so to me, it comes down to the Steelers needed to have a better plan than they had. Their plan was they really believed that Le'Veon Bell was coming in. And I don't know who's out there on the waiver wire, if there's anybody that's even available that they could go sign right now. That's a veteran guy that you could bring in and get ready to play in 3 days. I just don't think that's realistic. But to me, at the start of this thing, at the very least, they should have picked up a couple of the guys that maybe got waived from other teams, you know, veteran players that got waived for, salary cap reasons or whatever at the end of training camp. Those are the guys you bring in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.